The United Nations top climate negotiator says Australians must move away from our reliance on coal. Cristina Figueres is in charge of getting a global emissions reduction agreement in Paris in December. She says she is counting on Australia's leadership in the lead-up to the Paris meeting. In her first Australian broadcast interview, she spoke to the ABC's national environment reporter Jake Sturmer in Melbourne.
Cristina Figueres, what do you expect from Australia at the Paris summit?
Well, what I expect from Australia is no different than what I expect from every other of the 193 countries that are going to be participating. And I would say they are basically all countries will participate in a very open, transparent, inclusive and ambitious way.
You mentioned an expectation of an ambitious commitment. What does that look like for Australia?
That's for Australia to decide what that is going to look like for them. So it's not for us to put out a number there and put out a level over which any country has to jump. That is very, very much of an internal conversation that is then submitted internationally, and all of the other governments then take a look at each other and will be asking each other questions about the depth of that, of the measure, policies and measures behind any commitment, as well as to the level of commitment. But that is for governments to do.
Why should Australia take a strong position? Our emissions only make up around 1.5% of global emissions.
It's 1.3% actually, not even 1.5, so it's 1.3. But Australia is the 13th largest emitter in the world. And among all industrialized countries, it is the highest per capita emitter. So that does put a very interesting responsibility on the shoulders of each Australian citizen. And that cannot be taken lightly as we look into the future. Not overnight, but over time, there does need to be an economic diversification view that is not going to rely fully on coal, but that is actually going to look at what are the other possibilities for an expanded export base over time for Australia.
The Prime Minister says coal is good for humanity and that it's the foundation of Australia's prosperity and will be for the foreseeable future. So given that, should it be?
It probably was, or it definitely was, together with the other mineral resource base that Australia has and has been blessed with. That's not the only resource that is underground here in Australia, and it definitely was the backbone of growth and of prosperity. There is no doubt about that. And some of the rest of the resource base will continue to be part of that backbone. But equally true is that Australia has two other resource bases that still have not been used to their fullest potential, and that is sun and wind. So it is the sunniest continent of the world. It is the windiest continent of the world. So it doesn't seem logical or prudent not to use a resource base that is there, frankly, for only the cost of infrastructure but no fuel cost. It makes a lot of sense to begin to integrate as much as possible those two other resource bases.
Do you think Australia should be reducing its reliance on coal as we head towards 2050?
I think it doesn't have any other options. I think, you know, Australia will have to look at a gradual transition and a broader resource base for its exports, mainly because the demand for coal is already decreasing and will continue to decrease.
You mentioned renewable energy. Australia is going to cut its renewable energy target. It's just by a matter of how much. What do you make of that?
Well, again, there is a limited list. There is a limitless resource here of both wind and solar energy. And so how much of that can be harvested, if you will, at any point in time remains a decision of the government in conversation with the community. But what is encouraging is to know that there is always space for improvement. There is always space to go to higher levels, because that resource is free and is unlimited.
The government's made it clear that its post-2020 target must be consistent with continued strong economic growth, jobs growth and development in Australia. Given that, is that incompatible with the kinds of emissions cuts?
No, that's not incompatible, and that is, I am very glad that the government is underlining that, because that is at the heart of the structure and the framework that is being built in Paris. That is exactly it. It is about protecting the economic growth, the development of each country, as well as the stability and the global economic growth. And we can do both at the same time. We cannot do it in the same way that we have done it in the past, because what we have done in the past is actually to push forward on economic development at the national level at the cost of global stability. That is the piece that we need to incorporate now. But we can move forward with both at the same time.
That's the UN's chief climate change negotiator, Christiana Figueres, speaking to the ABC's national environment reporter, Jake Sturmer.